Estevan, Estevan will soon see more murals of various kinds, styles and sizes appear on the streets. Estevan City Council awarded Gail Tytlandsvik with the Estevan Arts Council $10,000 for one big mural to be put up on the side of the Kessel Run Game Store, located at the intersection of 4th Street and 13th Avenue. This funding was an addition to another $10,000 allocated for various visual arts projects by the Arts Council this year. The funding recently approved by the city will cover the expenses of vinyl printing and installation of a big, bright mural depicting the Estevan Water Tower, an image which might become one of Estevan's signatures. This design was developed by a person in town. He sent it over during the call for submissions. And everyone on our committee loved this. Experience the energy, we loved the idea, Tytlandsvik said in an interview with the Mercury and Sask today. The creator declined any compensation, but the cost of producing a 45 by 11 foot print, putting it on panels and installing it was still high, so Tytlandsvik ended up reaching out to the city to ensure she could accomplish this project, while also progressing with several other beautification pieces this year. Tytlandsvik made her initial pitch to council at the July 17 meeting, but it was tabled for more information on pricing. She brought forward a request at the August 21 meeting, including a cost breakdown for what she wants. After a brief discussion, council approved the request. Kaun. Lindsay Clark said he saw great strides in Tytlandsvik's request, and added there is a balancing act between heeding the budget and making projects happen. He expressed support for what Tytlandsvik is doing in the community and made the motion for the $10,000 allocation. I would like to see council set aside a budget specifically for this type of public artistic beautification on a yearly basis, said Tytlandsvik, adding that the little bit that was done last year with several murals painted in the community has had an incredible response. She is currently working with the artist, finalizing the piece, and hopes the big mural will be done and installed before the end of this year. That's the big project for this year, Tytlandsvik said. With the approval of the separate budget for this unique mural, Tytlandsvik now can use funds allocated by the Arts Council to continue with other smaller projects, submitted by local artists. The funding will cover the production expenses, as well as artists' compensation. The plan for this year includes two benches, the decoration of a power box and several murals. The benches in the works are located in the eastern and western parts of 4th Street. Tytlandsvik hopes to have a piece by the Estevan Hearts and Hands Quilt Guild displayed on one of them, and textile art by North Portal artists Sheila Farstad and Debbie Arnold on the other. This year we'll see colors hit other areas of the city as well. A vinyl print of a painting by Rhonda Sandquist, depicting an antique car grill, is planned to be put on one of the buildings on 5th Street, but the final decision hasn't been made yet. For one of the power boxes in town, Tytlandsvik is expecting a submission from talented young artist Sam Ellis. I think that whatever she comes up with will be cool and will appeal to the young people, Tytlandsvik said. It will be another vinyl print, as Tytlandsvik noted that the technology has UV protection and holds better in the long run. She is also confirming a location for one smaller mural to be painted by BJ Zeger. Tytlandsvik's smaller piece of work is also to be put on TD Bank. Hopefully, these all happen before the snow flies, Tytlandsvik said, adding she hopes the budget will cover all the expenses, but if not they can go into the next year's budget. Another project currently in the works is a photo mural Byron Fichter said he wants to donate to the city. The hope is to put it on the side of the Siver, Fonstad and Erdmann building on 4th Street. Tytlandsvik also said that once projects are completed, they will create a map of all the art pieces in town. They also have recently updated the exhibition at the Estevan Leisure Center, which currently carries art pieces by local artist Ruth Langweiser. During her presentation, Tytlandsvik was also seeking $25,000 from the city for a pheasant mural on the side of the Trout Building, which wasn't approved.